Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I am K Smalls the Animal.
My name is Zayani.
I'm VK Marco, New Jersey Juggernaut. What's good?
And I'm just Caitlin.
And this is
Nuff Said! Woo!
Ow! Hell yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, and we are brought to you by the Cultured Network.
Are we?
That's KULCHURED.com.
Really?
You can go there, catch all our episodes, catch some bonus content, and go get your cultured on.
Yeah.
There's articles over there about Wonder Woman and all sorts of stuff. You can also catch us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Just type in Nuff Said, K-N-U-F-F space, S-A-I-D. Make sure you put the K in there. You can find us there, subscribe there, and follow us on there. And leave comments, too, because we love comments and we love responding
like
comments.
Where?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yeah, for sure. And then we're also on Instagram, at Nuff Said. We're also on Tumblr, this is Nuff Said. And we're also on Twitter at culture.com. At cultured. I'm not spelling cultured again. And we're gonna work on some other things like some periscopes and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, some rage videos.
Yes, rage videos.
Oh, and also shout to Klaus, who's not here. And
Hi,
Phil,
Klaus.
Who's still exploring the Amazon,
sending
trying
us
to figure
really
out
awesome pictures.
Yeah,
and figuring out how to control his
telling
rage.
Telling us to remove him from our chain texts.
Yeah, what's up with that, Phil? Get a better.
You don't want that charge, Phil?
Get a better mobile deal, Phil. What's up
yo,
with that?
Phil said, "Yo, forget y'all. I'm living a good life right now."
Yeah, is he even coming back?
Yeah,
do
he's returned. I'm sure he has to return at some point to do physics and stuff.
So. He's not going
to
fall
We can just
in love.
Move into his place. It's cool.
All right.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room in here, bro.
Phil, you got a nice place.
Could I live with all you guys, though?
Yeah.
I have weird habits.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll correct
you. And there's only like one bedroom. So it'd be one bedroom. So two of y'all would have to share. I guess we'd have to give the ladies that. And then me and Corey would sleep in the front.
I don't know if our cats would get along.
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
Oh. All right. If you
Mama's kind of a bitch.
If you're bringing cats.
Pee-pee gets pretty scared.
If you're bringing cats, then I cannot. Live here because I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, but Lionheart loves you.
But I'd be cool. They'll just live in the closet.
Holler.
We'll put a nice little setup for the cats in the closet, bro. We'll be like, yo, here's your stuff, man. Cool. We're gonna leave the door open so you can travel in and out. It's all good, bro.
There you go.
It's cool. I'm not cleaning the litter box though.
That's fine.
I'll wash the dishes.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have to. I mean, cat owners can litter box.
That's not gonna front. I have cats smell funny to me. Cats and cat litter boxes like
Cat litter boxes smell like cat litter.
Poop. I know, but it's just not.
Yeah, it's not the move if you don't change
that
it.
Air just be like floating around, and I wake up and I gotta smell it.
What
it smell like stale,
say?
Stale like cereal.
Perhaps you've been in a situation with people who don't clean their litter boxes.
Are you trying to throw darts at me?
No,
because you and Chloe were cuddling.
You have not turned into cat lady yet.
No.
Thank you, Andrew.
Don't do that.
Actually, between the both of y'all, y'all might turn into cat lady and cat man. But I feel like it'd be alright.
That sounds scary, bro.
How's there been no book where Catwoman and Catman like got together in the future and had a little
because Catman is
had a litter.
They had a litter. Yes, I'll write that DC book.
Catman is a scumbag, bro.
Catwoman isn't.
Catwoman's awesome, dude.
Catman is awesome. I don't know how I feel about the new incarnation of Catman, but the Catman from the Secret Six from about one of those crises, that dude was that dude.
I guess he doesn't exist anymore since DC
he does.
Destroys their universes on
He's
a regular basis.
He's a weird, androgynous, billionaire playboy.
Aren't they all? No, they're not. They're not all.
They've never at any point
The billionaire had, playboy, well, yes, but
androgynous.
How have they never had Batman flirt with a dude for information yet?
Because he's Batman.
But that
makes people.
He has Robin. He doesn't need that. It's okay.
No, that's terrible, man.
I'm
just going to bypass that. I'm taking a right.
At least we were talking about comics. Huh?
Yo, I'm taking a right on that.
Yo.
A hard right.
Oh, wait. How many years until Robin is gay? Right? That's happening.
I think it probably should.
Maybe,
I mean, eventually.
We have Black Robins.
We have Black Robins.
We've had one Lady
Those
Robin.
Those are official Robins, though.
We've had a couple.
Two Lady Robins. You know, one was, a Robin after the fact, but still.
I mean, she still is a Robin.
She counts as a Robin.
She wore the uniform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Even though it was only for a short period.
Mm. Word.
Yeah.
Are we doing the drinking game? Because I definitely talked about cats.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Who wants to explain the rules this time?
You can do it.
Do we have to explain the rules? Can I just post them on our Tumblr and then people can refer there?
Yes, you should do that.
All right, that's what I'm going to do. That's going to be my contribution
this
week.
So look out for the rules. But just in case you didn't know the rules, every week each one of us usually says a phrase that we probably say at least once every episode. When we say the key phrase, you know, it's like on Pee-wee's Playhouse when he says the magic word of every episode. And everyone goes, whoa!
And Sherry lifts its arms up.
Except you drink a shot.
Or a swig.
Or a swig. Or, you know, take a pull off your blunt. Whatever you're doing, man.
Yo!
Hey, man.
We're including that, too?
Hey, man. Like, whatever type of life you live in, bro.
Okay.
It's all good.
But if you
don't tell us about it.
Yeah, though. If you're popping pills, though, don't take more than one pill. We're not responsible for that.
No. We're not responsible.
Maybe cut it up beforehand.
In fact, you can choose not to take part in this. We're not responsible for anything.
You could do something healthy, like do some jumping jacks or do a push-up.
Or eat carrots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Floss your teeth.
Sounds like such a fun game.
Okay. You can shave. I mean, okay. I don't know. But you know, this is a nice drinking game. So you'll know when we say what it is that we say.
All right.
Got it.
Cool. Got it. Good. So I guess we should talk about these comic books.
This week in friggin' comics, bro.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So it's been it's been a slow week for some and it's been a busy week for others. As usual, we're going to start with DC because...
Deplorable crap?
No, delicious cookies.
Wow.
Demonic carrots.
Detective
That's only
comics.
If you're playing the drinking game.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh?
It's only good when you're playing the drinking game?
Demonic carrots.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I feel like that's a...
Didn't land. It's okay. You try. It's swing, you miss.
I feel like that's a super fight character. Demonic carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Or the name of a band.
I just don't see the point. Like baby carrots especially. I don't see the point.
They're delicious and little and you can hold them in your hands.
Baby carrots are crunchy.
Those are the worst. Those are the worst carrots. They're like oversaturated with water.
Oh yeah, they get kind of soggy.
They always are oversaturated. You're right.
But I like the one. I like the ones that come in like the vegetable crudité, and then you can pick them up and dip them in. This
I'd
is not
have
about
celery.
Comics.
I'm sorry, that's my fault. Right. My fault.
We are off
this,
brand.
This
right
week,
now.
Yeah. Apparently, we're off brand. This week, in DC Comics.
Yeah. Well, this last 2 weeks.
So.
Yeah. Talk about movies and Oscars. All right, but go. What do you want to talk about? Feel like there's a character you want to talk about or something.
I feel like what I probably need to say is that it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, that our old pal, Bruce Wayne, is returning to his cowl and cape.
Oh.
Which means Commissioner Gordon. Will not be Batman.
Woo!
I think that still counts.
That still counts. Ding.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like, you know, it looks like our good friend Commissioner Gordon's tenure is going to come to an end. So,
So does that? How does that make you feel?
I feel pretty good about it.
Really?
You know, I feel pretty good. I want Commissioner Gordon to just be a cop again.
Do you think that after this entire run is over and you stand back and you look at it, you're going to feel any different about the run?
I think when it comes out in a trade, I'll read it all and then maybe I'll feel different. Right now, I got super excited when, you know, Bruce burst in the room and says, take me to my cave. I feel pretty good about that. I got to drop
that. That sounds so romantic.
Huh?
It sounds so romantic.
Yeah.
Take me to my cave.
It's like, yo, I remembered
like,
everything.
Oh, Bruce.
But did you read it?
Rule 34 right there.
No, I'm ready for that one.
Yeah. No.
So that's when the new Robin comes.
Well, really, anyway, okay, so you know how we got to this point. Him and Joker had an epic battle. They supposedly both, you know, died and they didn't remember.
Yeah.
So it's like a scene where it's like Batman's in the park, Bruce Wayne's in the park, rather, and the dude who we're supposed to assume is the Joker is there saying, hey, you know, my memory's been bad. I come here, you know what I'm saying, every week to kind of like try and forget my old life. And it's like this whole 5 or 6 pages of them having this dialogue about it, but really it's like weird because okay, you're Batman and you're the Joker, like, or we're led to believe that you're the Joker, and this dude's trying to tell you like, nah man, don't remember, just chill, you know what I mean? You could just be happy, bro.
You know,
which actually reminds me of a Batman the Animated Series episode. It's actually a pretty famous one where the whole episode he's like in an alternate world where his parents didn't die.
I don't remember that at all.
And like the whole time it seems super awesome and then like it starts going downhill and at the end you find out that the Mad Hatter had him hooked up to this machine that gave him his perfect world.
That's sad.
It's
like Harry Potter looking into that mirror.
My heart just got real sad.
So it's like at the end of the episode it was like, okay, well I could just stay in this place where I can just be happy, but really, you know, I'm Batman, dog.
Yeah.
So then at the end when he busts in the room, you know, looking all pissed off, And he's like, take me to my cave. It's like, yeah. You're back, son.
I feel like that's such a, like a, like such a big trope, like not a huge trope, but a big small trope. You know, that whole like, not a trope, but like an event that a lot of superheroes have to, like, oh, I'm trapped in this ideal world where, you know,
this bad thing didn't happen to me.
I could be happy.
To be fair, I mean, that's almost an analogy for real life. People who play like Second Life and make all of these characters.
What are you saying about video games?
that sometimes they're better than real life.
but video games are awesome.
Yeah. If you say so.
Shout out to video games.
Chill, bro.
I'm good.
But I'm super excited. Yes. But also I realize that it's because DC has already announced months ago that it's like, oh, Batman will return, Superman will return to his normal self, so he won't be wearing jeans and a cutoff t-shirt. So it's okay.
I rather like that. I rather like Superman a little depowered. Oh yeah, but then didn't you say there's another Superman chilling?
Well, there's pre New 52 Superman. So Superman.
But they're both existing at the same time.
Yeah, so in Lois and Clark, which I actually am enjoying, New 52 Superman is in the New 52 with Lois as his wife, and they have a kid. And their kid doesn't know that, you know, his dad is Superman and has powers. So they keep moving. Meanwhile, Lois is writing these books exposing like all of the supervillain stuff as author X or whatever. Yeah. Like, and so they have to keep moving and staying one step ahead. So pre-New 52 Superman is like basically like going around doing his regular Superman stuff, but he's doing it under, you know, under the radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because clearly he can't expose, hey, I'm Superman. Who's this guy? Yeah. So I find that to be interesting. I think that's why the book is interesting, is it's like pretty much, I guess, what we would call classic Superman.
Yeah.
I mean, like modern age, classic modern age Superman, who's
the bread and butter Superman.
Yeah. Who's in, you know, New 52, you know, de-aged, younger, now wearing jeans and combat boots and a t-shirt Superman, you know, with Batman having amnesia and all.
I mean, it's nice that they finally decided to give him a personality.
Yeah.
It's not so nice that personality is just clothing.
And that he's super pissed and beats everyone up now.
Clothes make the man. Because that sounds like Connor from Young Justice.
Yeah, it really, really does.
Because that's what he wore.
Maybe that's what he did. Yeah. Maybe that's the point. Like,
he did beat up some abusive cops who were like in the neighborhood trying to kill some people. Though
that's probably going to end up happening though. Like, as time goes on, it's just going to be exposed, and it's going to be like, all right, this is how both of them exist. Yeah. He's Superman. He's Superboy. Go.
I mean, I did find it interesting that, like, the whole, like, oh, we're gonna make him over. And it was like, he took his cape and wrapped it around his hand, like, fight bandages. And I was like, yo, come on, bro. He's got on combat boots. He's depowered.
The real question is, who's out there?
Just like Connor.
It does, right?
Who's out there putting in work with Wonder Woman? So which one of them is out there dating Wonder Woman?
I mean, they're like,
question for the time.
I mean,
hopefully not the one married to Lois.
Well, no, that's what I mean. He's pre New 52. He's married to Lois, and they have a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means whoever this, I'm just call it Star.
Did no one watch the movie?
Because he can't. He can't.
But Connor is.
So there's two Supermen.
Yeah. So Connor's the one that's kind of depowered. So he's the one that's been hollering at Wonder Woman.
Well, I mean, he's Superman. They're both Superman.
It's going to turn out he's Connor Kent. We've now established the theory that new Superman is actually Connor Kent.
I have a theory. Look at me.
Look at that.
I'm proud of myself.
All I know is it's only lightweight trash, because we know when we get to the end of the cycle, they're going to find some cosmic way to fix all the crap that they did. You know, as long as Batman returns, I'll be okay. And that's all I have to say about DC this week.
Well,
that's all I have to say.
Other people have other things to say about DC.
Okay, rock out.
I read the usual. I started reading another DC book, Bombshells. I haven't gotten far into it.
Oh yeah, I'm into it.
Only reading it because I was like, oh, these women look good in 1950s clothing.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, and I was like, these are interesting character redesigns.
Yeah,
but then I read it, and it's like, oh, they're using Batwoman, the new interpretation of Batwoman, but in the 50s. So she's like dating the police chief, but they're both like women.
So yeah.
So it's dope. So
she's dating the police chief, but what?
They're both women, so they're in a lesbian relationship.
Oh, okay. So she
but it's in like okay. it's but during it's wartime. Yeah.
Interesting.
So. Exactly. Right. But anyway, I haven't gotten that far.
I like Batwoman.
Not gonna get into that. Yes, I do too.
Her book's awesome. She has a good book.
Really good art too.
Yeah, art's amazing. Especially that first couple runs.
But yeah.
I did read Secret Six. I'm off. I'm done. Sorry.
Finally?
Had me. I can't do it no more. It just seems corny and ridiculous. I don't know what happened. You had so much steam in the first like two or three issues, and then everything just fell apart. After that first run, and we found out that Brolicky Dude was the Elastic Detective. Wow, that's not his name. Was Ralph Dibny?
What's his name?
It's been kind of boring since then, huh? They've been focused more on like the jokey part of it than it being like a dope comic book that just has some laughs. So
maybe they said, hey, writers on this pretty good book, why don't you guys come over and help us write some material that's tied into the Batman versus Superman movie? You know, maybe we could use you guys over here. You guys want to write another trailer? Maybe that's why they left the book.
Maybe.
So, since there's 800 trailers.
You guys want to write another trailer?
You guys want to write another shitty trailer? That's so the entire
yo,
movie.
Yo, chill, man. Chill.
Okay.
This movie might be good. All right?
The fact that he said it might be good.
Yeah, there's so many possibilities.
I'm not talking about Suicide Squad. I have less faith in Batman v Superman.
Well, I'm talking about before. Batman versus Superman.
I know, but I'm saying, like, this movie should be better. It should have been better. We were promised a better movie. We thought we were getting a better movie.
With what?
Now we're getting a shitty movie.
Oh.
With Batman v Superman.
You feel like it's going to be a shitty movie?
Everything up to it. Had they just not shown me Apocalypse, you could have. Listen,
I don't know.
I would have went in there, would have blindfolded, and I would have been like, oh, this is awesome. And then you would have smacked me in the face with Apocalypse, and I'd have been,
Doomsday.
With Doomsday, and I'd have been like, all right, I'm kind of mad that you put Doomsday in this, but I didn't know it was coming, and I had expectations. Now I'm just like, you're giving me a shitty movie.
Especially when it's like I can't watch any more trailers.
Mm-hmm.
We're totally going off track, but I have to finish this statement. I can't watch it. Well, actually, we're talking about DC. It's fine.
It fits.
I can't watch any more trailers because it's like, if you were going to show us Doomsday, but not show us where Doomsday came from, but you showed us where he came from, so now I go, oh, so they take this dude's body and then they operate on it, and now he's a crazy creature with Superman powers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So he's a Kryptonian Doomsday dude. Like, bro. You don't need to show us anything else. I don't even need to go see the movie now.
Nope.
I can just watch all of the trailers and all the best parts of the movie are probably in the trailers.
Yeah. I wanted to be excited.
I feel like there's Warner Brothers executives sitting in an office with, you know, not a throw like nervous shakes and the big tear on the side like somebody stole their udon. You know what I mean? Like, bro. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are so
afraid. Do I ever know what you mean?
You guys are so afraid. Like, it's got to be good. We got to make a lot of money, guys. We got to make money. You guys want to do another trailer? Yeah, let's do another trailer.
More than the sweat drop. They probably have, like, the shaky pupils.
Yeah.
When, like, the pupils, I always forget, constrict.
Yeah.
The pupils constrict and they start vibrating in their eyes. They had that red eye drug from Cowboy Bebop.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they all have to be going,
like they're making poops.
Yeah, exactly. They're all afraid that the movie's not going to do well, but you're ensuring that people's faith in the movie is slowly going down.
Yep,
I'm going to go see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's got,
and that's
like,
what they're betting on.
The Superman movies were just such ugh, and it's got the same look as those movies. It has similar feel.
Well, you mean
like
the
nothing,
last two. The last movie.
But it would have been fine if we thought it was a fight between Batman and Superman and Batman beating the crap out of Superman.
That would have got people
like,
in seats.
That would have worked.
We would have been okay because we all realized that you jacked one of the best parts of one of the best comic books of all
time.
That's fine.
Yeah. But now it's just like, yo, you're making a monster fight. You're basically making Pacific Rim. Hopefully with better actors.
You're basically making a back-end pilot for a Justice League film.
Yeah, you are. And I also still don't appreciate, I don't think this should be Wonder Woman's intro in a movie titled Batman versus Superman. I've been waiting so long for a Wonder Woman movie. She is not your side character. Give her a movie.
She's effing Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yo, we're talking about movies, and we have a whole section for movies.
So,
let's finish comics.
That's my fault.
Oh, is there structure? Is there structure to that?
We're all done with DC. This came about because, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure
I'm sorry.
This young lady next to us wants to talk about a comic book called Clean Room.
Oh.
Oh, only if someone wants to discuss it with me.
Have
you read Clean Room?
You always make us go, does that count?
Well, we have our antagonist is in a bit of danger, so that's interesting.
Ooh. Do tell.
And our protagonist is still trying to figure things out about it. I mean, I don't want
to,
you guys should all read it. It's a good comic book.
Okay. I guess
Did
we need to read it.
Did someone else take their eyeballs out again?
Oh, no, that wasn't what happened this time.
Oh, okay.
No. It's a whole other horrifying.
It's, I mean, clean. Like, the the person that wow. is being interrogated
oh, creepy.
Is there's more to the person than being a person, I guess.
What?
Interesting. Yo, see, so now I'm going to go back and read it. I'm going to read it, and we can talk about
there's
it next
time. There's more to the person. This is a riddle.
The Batman's not in it, but I'm going
to
read it.
There's more to the person than being a person.
I did read Witches Volume 1, though. I did do that.
Oh, Scott Snyder?
Is it? I just read it. And
Snyder's
I didn't look
that
it.
Dude.
I mean, it came out a little while ago?
Yeah, Snyder. Okay. Dude. Yeah, jeez. Yeah.
I heard it was
Jock,
very good.
Hollingsworth and Robbins.
I'm afraid of it, though. Was it good?
It's not that scary.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Willard gave me nightmares. Book. Are you sure?
It won't give you nightmares. It's pretty... I like the art.
I am. I'm very sensitive.
Wait, what's...
Okay, the worst you can do is like an image of an eye and a neck. I mean, you...
No, that's fine.
Exactly. You read Uzumaki.
And I'm still scarred till this day.
Oh. I mean, there are some images, like a girl gets sucked into a tree. There's some stuff.
Yeah, Japanese horror is a totally different thing. I can understand why you feel some kind of way about that.
Oh, my God.
But
I mean,
I'm enjoying the story.
Yeah, this is a comic book. I think you'll be okay. Yeah.
All right, cool. I've heard good things about it, and I wanted to check it out. So.
You can actually borrow it from me if you would like.
I would like. And sharing is caring.
We're friends here.
We're all done with DC as usual.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah, I moved us on to Image. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
And now?
All right.
And now
you
we're
go
in
to Image
territory.
Before you go to Marvel?
No, rock out.
All right.
Let's change it up.
So, I just want to talk about Chew. Chew is wrapping up. It's reaching its 60-issue arc. And it's going to end at 60. And basically, I mean, it's still a cool movie. I mean, sorry. Still a cool comic book. I call it a movie just because, like, I feel like everything is dope. It's just, I'd imagine all the movement. I really want this to be like a cartoon in the worst way.
Mm.
But yeah, so main character Tony Chu is about to have a very rude awakening. Something that's been brewing between him and Agent Savoy for issues and issues and issues. Looks like it came to a head, and there will be hell to pay in the next issue. So all I can say is, like, the art's cool. People losing their shit, and the author might have broken my heart with the last panel. Oh. So I really hope that that's not what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kyle.
Yeah,
sorry, your heart's broken.
Yo, they out here killing me right now. Yo, Kirkman with the last Invincible, and then I know the guy that writes Chew. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Kirkman.
You want to talk about Monstrous?
Yeah, you know, like. I think Monstrous is phenomenal in every way, shape, and form. However, after the first, like, 60-page issue, I just feel so sad every time I read the next issue, and it's only, like, you know, the 20...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I feel like, oh, there should be so much more story here. And this one was... the same case because Micah is in the woods fighting an Inquisitrix, which I think is the best word ever because it's a mixture of Inquisitor and Dominatrix. Mm-hmm. They're Inquisitrixes and they wear like black and it's really cool. But this monster that's living within her bursts out of her, I guess, her amputated arm and then rips the arm off an Inquisitrix. Like, it's crazy. And then it starts talking to her. Like, it's really weird. But as soon as it happens, like, it feels like it's almost done. So, real talk, if you're not reading Monstrous, you are missing out on, I think, one of the best comics that I've read in a very long time. Like, I can't wait for the trade to come out so I can purchase it and have it looking pretty on my shelf. It's so... so good.
I'm sold. Yeah,
you can rip like each page out and just have a poster.
Dude,
like,
you might be kind of scarred by some of the posters because they don't pull any punches. It's blood and violence, you know.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And the little fox creature is still alive, so I'm happy.
Barely.
Creature.
It's so adorable. No, she's all right. She's just a little scared, but you know, she's adorable.
Too.
I'd be scared too.
I done seen some things and felt some
for
things.
For real. It's like I'm like a tiny little fox critter.
Word.
With one tail?
With one tail. She can't fly.
Oh,
but
it's poofy. So what does that make her in Naruto terms? What animal?
A fox.
A kitsune.
She only has one tail. So the other kitsune wouldn't accept her. You have to have at least two.
Well, kitsune is still fox in Japanese, so she's still a kitsune.
Yeah.
Wake up, Kyle. Stop being bored.
Sorry.
Chill, be present.
Sorry. Sorry.
I know we weren't talking about secret genitalia, but still, bro.
Oh, yo, that's fine. No.
It's only when you say it.
Yeah, and
exactly.
He talked about secret genitalia. He didn't actually... There has to be a secret genitalia going on situation.
Which he, in fact, has to notate. So hopefully you didn't drink. That was a free shot for you.
Yeah.
Alcoholic. Okay.
Hmm. It is what it is. Yeah. Are we? We're battling gnats as we're having this episode right now.
I'm trying to think
now.
Of where I... Because I saw some secret genitalia recently. If I can think of where I found it.
Is this in real life or in literature? In
a book? I mean, these things happen in real life. But
could you imagine reading a book and then there's just like a picture of a dick? And it's like, oh,
a little
pop
out.
Okay.
Yo, surprise. That actually... No,
is that
I'm not going to get
new
into
dick
it.
In the box
no,
dick
that
in the book.
Actually,
yeah, don't get into it.
It's my dick in a book. That's how to get to the heart of your literary woman. There you go.
Oh man!
And, step one.
Looks like we're done with image. looks like we're done with image.
Yo.
So we're gonna move on to Marvel.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
My boy Gabe at fucking Desert Island. He, as I was standing there talking to him, he gets in a submission. He opens the book. Opens it, bong. It's a dick in a book. And I was like, yo, like, I wasn't even expecting it. And I was like, you know,
well, of course you weren't expecting
here.
It. Bing! Surprise.
Take
penis.
A shot, folks.
Surprise penis.
Surprise.
All right. Penis. So that's two.
So he
more.
Said it without trying to say it, folks.
It's two more?
Do I get a point? Do I said dick in a book
yeah,
twice.
I feel like that was teamwork. I like that, guys. That was good.
Yeah, yeah. So that's three more?
We're hoping you
it's
guys
all
become
the same.
More intense.
Okay. It's all the all right, same
so
dicks.
Just five. You're at five. You're at
all
five.
The same
right
dick?
Now.
Wow.
All right. All right.
Marvel Comics.
Another Caitlyn-ism. It's just, I love it so much, man. Yeah. I'm going to go through and make a super cut of just Caitlyn-isms.
Yeah, that's
once we hit like 30.
Cool.
When we hit issue
30. There's so many like Caitlyn sayings. It's over philosophizing.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, philosophizing. Yeah.
Oh. Philosophizing is so good. That was clutch.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Adding that to my lexicon.
Every anime ever.
This week.
Yes.
And in Marvel Comics.
In Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about, sir?
Invincible Iron Man is still amazing. Yeah. It's dope.
I believe you. I just tapped out. Because he was like, I feel like he was just going through like his different CEOs or different scientists and just like picking out different chicks he was just smashing. Like each issue was a different scientist.
When he was
scientist.
A scumbag? Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. When he was a scumbag.
Yeah. I mean,
when I was a young scumbag.
I was thinking the same
when
thing.
He was a young scumbag.
Wow. The fact that I actually got the reference is making me laugh.
Wow.
So.
I'm very lost.
It's
right
very
now.
Hakuna Matata. It's really
it's
wonderful.
A wonderful phrase, man. Yeah.
So basically, you know, our good friend Mary Jane's apparently going to come work at Stark Industries, you know, which will be
to
interesting.
To do what?
Who knows?
To be a redhead.
To be PR?
You know,
yeah.
I
mean,
I just want to have an actual job.
I mean,
is she new Pepper? Did he just replace
she
Pepper?
She could be
her?
The social
I mean, Pepper's
media
running
manager.
The company,
I swear to Bob.
Tony does like
you
redhead.
Swear to Bob?
If an internationally known.
Supermodel slash entrepreneur
came
slash
over
actress sorry.
To do this to be in charge of the social media. Like she just got out of college and is trying to get her new job, a fresh job.
I'm just saying though, I feel like having a supermodel is a great way to
I mean, he's
boost
a billionaire,
your social
so
media.
She,
no, yeah, but
she'd
like,
be running.
I mean, she would work
running.
For you. She wouldn't be the.
She'd be running social media and making
no,
six
no,
figures.
No, no, she wouldn't. Doug, not social. Just say she's head of like PR and marketing. Okay. Don't be like, yo, she runs a social media account because we don't pay interns.
No,
so
I
agree.
One account. It's all the accounts.
I'm sorry.
We Sorry. Don't know what her job's going to be, that. But she's come to Stark Industries. Clearly, you know, they just decided, hey, Mary Jane's tired of being in Spider-Man world, so now she's going to be in Iron Man world. We'll see what happens.
I Good just really hope her. They don't, like, her. Hook them up.
I hope they don't as well.
Tony yeah. likes redheads.
Tony, yo.
I know,
Tony?
But it'd be really cool if it was, like, more of a mentor, I'm taking you under my yeah. wing, but not in a creepy, hey, kind of way.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
it's the superhero
well,
world.
I mean,
everybody smashes everybody.
He was in a fight. He was in a
in
fight.
Both ways.
With a villain. And her club got destroyed that she just opened. Like, she just opened it. Yeah. The reason she opened the club is because she was like, hey, you know, in New York, all these crazy things happen all the time. There's all these superheroes. I moved far away from there and opened this club. It's going to be awesome. This is opening night. And then, of course, Iron Man shows up and fights the supervillain.
Oh, that's why he gives her a job, because
he was an
asshole.
And the club gets destroyed. He felt, it wasn't his fault. I mean, Madam
Mask. It wasn't his fault. Sorry, not sorry.
Takes some responsibility.
Madam Mask showed up and, you know, was about to kill some people.
First of all, I just want to point out the fact that, like, Iron Man is out here smashing Madam Mask. So, of course, he's going to try to take down Mary Jane.
I mean, you know.
No honor among thieves. And in this, no one knows who Peter is, right? Like, he doesn't know Peter. Or does he know Peter?
You mean does Iron Man know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they were both Avengers. So, yeah, they still know that.
Yeah, they went other. Back and forth for a while. All right, so, so all right then, so.
I mean, it would be, of course, I'd agree with you. I hope that they don't hook up romantically. I think we need to leave that to the wayside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's still a great book. Doctor Strange. Sweet. Doctor Strange, still freaking awesome. And I like the fact that what's happening in Doctor Strange is tied into the rest of the Marvel Universe. Apparently there's something wrong with the magic. And people who do magic from various planes of existence are being killed.
Mm. Yeah, we talked.
And it's all getting tied back to our good friend, Steven.
When Benedict Cumberbatch is about to star in your movie, you make sure that shit is important. So yeah. That's all that is right there.
Yeah.
And I'm perfectly fine with it. I just hope this.
And I think he's going to kill. Yeah.
I love what they call it, like the fans. Benedict Cumberbatch's fans call themselves
Cumberbitches.
Cumberbitches. I like that.
I think he's going to do a great job. So I'm looking forward to that. But the book is still pretty amazing. Waiting on Karnak number 2, which is supposed to come out next month, I think. Because Karnak number 1 was super dope.
Yeah.
But it's delayed for some reason. It's been super delayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I read Drax. And. I have this give and take relationship with this book.
Clearly, I was going to say by your tone, you seemed so excited last time we talked about it.
It is up and down.
Yo, because like it was stupid. Like he's dumb again. Like he starts the story being stupid.
Yeah.
And then like he gets to be a little badass. And then the biggest ex machina in the Marvel Universe shows up at the end of this goddamn book. Whenever they don't know where to put a villain, they just put in fucking Fing Fang Foom. If you've never noticed that, first off, there's like 8 different versions of Fing Fang Foom.
Totally.
And then they just like out of there's like, we need to put somebody here. Fing Fang
Foom.
And
it's like, Fing Fang Foom doesn't need to be here. Why is Fing Fang Foom here? Word. Why?
He looks cool though.
He did look cool. But the fact that I don't appreciate like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy movie Drax, because Drax is actually like a pretty awesome character.
Yep.
Like, historically speaking, he's actually pretty badass. You know, he kicked the shit out of Thanos several times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like in a real way. So now let's just make him muscle bound and dumb.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that.
So was he dumb? Would we necessarily say that?
I mean, I didn't think he wasn't dumb. He was just literal.
He's just very literal.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they explained it, but the whole, like, he's super simplistic. Like, they just said, oh, on his planet, everyone's literal.
Yeah, but not even that, though. It's also, like, the different, every time that they're doing Drax now, they're using the movie version, and so you're getting different levels of it. So in the cartoon,
depending on who wrote the book,
And in the cartoon, he's like kind of dumb. He's like, "Oh, Thanos runs up, gets shot, comes back. Thanos runs up, gets shot.
Yeah,
all right, this has happened to you twice now
because it's a Disney cartoon.
Yeah,
it's like, he's the dumb one.
That's sort of the thing that happened with like Marvel, like in Runaways with Molly. Like the idea was she was supposed to play dumb for people but be smart.
Yeah,
right.
And as time went on, she just became dumb. Yeah, other people were like, "Oh, I guess she's just stupid." No, read the book that you're writing for and know the characters.
Exactly.
Read what I'm working on. Books
was pretty awesome. They just wrote her like she was a kid, so I'm okay with that. But yeah, anyway.
I don't really agree with it. And I think I stopped reading it 2 issues ago. So
yeah, but Runaways? Drax? What, Drax?
Drax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying the second one was much better than the first one.
Yeah, I don't think it's
the
same as that.
The third one was like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. But I mean, it's just a miniseries. So whatever. I just want to see if he ever hooks up with like the chick who might kill him if they have sex. that would make me happy.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Word. And then
Old Man Logan.
That'd be like
Coven.
American Horror Story.
American Horror Story.
Oh, I did not watch that.
Man, oh man.
Best superpower ever? No, it's not a good superpower.
Old Man Logan number 1.
Old Man Logan. Oh yeah, nah. So I read it. I liked it.
Thought it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's dope. I like how he's trying to connect the dots between like what he saw before, what he lived through, and what's happening right now.
I am kind of intrigued by the fact that, okay, it's Old Man Logan number 1, so it's just his book. But clearly, we know that he already showed up here, and he's already down with his old X-Men squad.
Yep.
So it seems like in Old Man Logan that maybe that hasn't happened yet, or maybe they're just like, this is just going to be like, you know what I mean?
He hasn't hooked up with the X-Men yet, and also there's no Jean Grey in it, so it's a fantastic book off the bat.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So basically, the premise is
Old Man Logan shows up,
says, "Hey, you know where I come from, everything was fucked."
Yeah.
And apparently I'm back and no one's dead. So you know what? The best way for me to exist here is to find the people that screwed up everything in my timeline and kill them.
Makes sense.
And he also
to prevent my timeline.
Worked in Looper.
Yeah, I was about to say, always a good idea.
He did wake up Terminator style.
Terminator style.
Why can't we learn from movies where we don't learn?
So he decides, hey, it's cool. I like the fact that there's all the in jokes. Like when the cops saw him, they were like, hey man, you can't be here. Yo, he's naked. And they're arresting. They go, hey, isn't he that guy? Nah, he's too old.
Yeah.
You know, that's not him. Word. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And there was also a new Captain Marvel. Her series started. And it was really dope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hadn't read that one yet.
I like Carol.
What do you think of it?
I liked it a lot. First off, I'm a fan of Puck and I like Alpha Flight. So it was cool seeing all those characters there. And it's basically just her like trying to like figure out. It seems like with Captain Marvel, rather, every time they like restart a book, it's always her trying to find a new place in her life. So it's always her trying to look for meaning.
Yeah, I find that to be interesting, but also kind of redundant because they do it every time now.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
But all she's looking for is a meaning.
Yeah.
It's but like, that's, oh, you're a badass thing, Avenger. Oh, I need to find myself.
Yeah.
You're a leader of the science team. Oh, I need to find myself.
But who can relate to that? And it's also like, it's one of those things where you just feel like she's like the Busta Rhymes of like superheroes, where like she's a legend in the game. She has so much body of work that makes her prominent. But at the same time, when you're making your top 10 list, a lot of times you might get left off and people just don't see her for her worth. And that can mess with her own feelings about herself.
She does have a solid resume.
Yeah. And the thing about this is like when you think about her, a lot of times the biggest storyline you think about is like the on again off again relationship she had with Wonder Man. You never think about the fact that like she had to take the mantle from her mentor. Like she's also filling the shoes of someone that like stopped the war.
Between two
races of like two planets. You know, so like there's so many different aspects to her that they keep exploring and they keep like letting you know like yo, she's still trying to figure this stuff out. But the other thing is, too, as a fan, you just look at it and you're like, yo, she keeps rising and her prominence keeps going up, up, and up. And at some point, you wish she was your friend so you could be like, stop.
Yeah.
Let me list your resume for you to remind you what you're doing. You know?
Not to mention, there's also a film in the pipeline. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a reason for this thing to happen.
Yeah.
It's all tied together. But I will read it. I didn't read it this week. But I've read all the other books.
Yeah. But yeah, so Captain Marvel, dope. I'll go pick it up. And Old Man Logan, dope. Pick it up.
Yeah, cool. Definitely. Definitely. Awesome. All the X books are pretty interesting this week for what they're worth. Yeah, I'm not going to go down the line because there's like 50 X books.
And Jean Grey's in one of them, so fuck that book. Sorry. I mean, see, this.
I don't like her either.
Yo, this is how X-Men got me. You make Storm the leader, dope. But I have to sit through Jean fucking Grey in this book, too. Like, I cannot wait for someone to shoot her in fucking head.
Gosh. See what makes chill, bro. See what makes me angry is that, you know, clearly Jean's a great character. And we're talking about, you know, Jean that died. You know. Yeah, this is the Jean that died, but it was before she died because it's a fucking time paradox. So she's teenage, like asshole Jean, I guess you want to call her. I don't know what to call her. Yo, chill out, bro.
This is what she would be if there was no Professor X around? Good gracious.
Thank God for Professor X, we've
already had books where Professor X dies and the world goes to shit, bro. So it's not surprising that without a proper mentor.
Just like,
I mean,
like, yo, you're in the same space as the White Queen and you're the bitch.
They had Kitty. Think about that. I mean, they were on a good track when they had Kitty mentoring them.
Oh, I love her.
And then what, Kitty went into space? You know what I mean?
To be
Space Kitty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Space Kitty.
Wow. To be a
ding.
Yeah.
Does that count? That's her name.
You said Kitty, though.
Take a shot.
I suck my teeth at that one, but fine.
You're at seven. But yeah, I don't even understand why they had to. I don't know. There's so many issues with fucking space lord. Oh my god.
Star Lord, bro.
Star Lord. What is happening to this? My brain is not working.
My issue is that
Tuesday.
When they initially were like, "Yo, it's going to be interesting. You know, we're going to take." You know, the classic teenage X-Men and bring them into the present. First, I was like, no, that's whack. And then when I read it, I was like, yo, this could be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know? And then, of course, I knew, well, other people have already wrecked the timeline. Mm-hmm. The Illuminati are dealing with the timeline messed up. Yeah. This is only going to further lead to whatever thing that they're building right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we just finished a big event, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we're back to 616. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like a whole lot has changed in the aftermath of the event, except that, you know, Reed decided to fix Doom's face so that maybe he wouldn't be a scumbag.
Well, no. You know. Miles is in 616.
Yes, that, Miles is in 616.
And that book
Old
is
Man
starting.
Logan's there. I mean, yeah, there's a whole bunch
tomorrow,
of stuff.
Tomorrow, right? The book's coming out tomorrow?
Yeah, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I bought my friend the Nas variant for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Dope.
So she's very excited about getting that.
I mean, in terms of the X-Universe, though, like, of course they got the shit in the deal, because they always do. Like, oh, now, because we've boosted up the Inhuman situation, thanks to what we're doing on TV and in film,
yeah.
Now the mutants, you know, are being, they're always dying from something, you know?
Yeah, man.
Always. Like, they can't, like, just be here.
Yeah. Before, I mean, I guess that's also, like, I feel like that's part of the deal when you create a, I mean, because the X-Men are always the others. And
yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like that, in the sense of unity that they are building.
There's a huge section of fandom, though, that feels like it's not because they decided to do it in a story. It's because of now we live in a world. Maybe 20 years ago, if it had just been in a book, you'd have been like, well, that's what they're doing. But now we live in a world where you can read a post about what the studio execs are planning for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, and then you can go read a comic book and go, oh, well, maybe they're doing this because they don't own the property.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's no Fantastic Four book because the movie completely and utterly imploded.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, and we also don't own the property, so we're just going to thin it out.
They were,
yeah,
they
you
got to
see the dollars behind the...
They were planning that anyway, even before that movie came out.
Though. I know.
So yeah, that movie just tanking is just like, I mean, more... It's more incentive to be like, yo, Fox, stop. Just stop. Just
I mean, hopefully it's an incentive for them to give the rights back.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you guys
like
blew it.
Spider-Man.
Give them,
mm-hmm.
Just give them back.
Well,
the issue is like
if they just don't make a movie for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, it'll revert.
Back.
Yeah.
But and not like, nah, we can make it work.
I don't think they're gonna do it with this
just
one.
Just let it go.
But them sharing the situation with the new Spider-Man situation.
Just give it to Pixar. Yo, instead of having a live action Fantastic Four, just make a cartoon. Just fuck it. Like, but have it be in the same universe.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that the Fantastic Four cartoon, the last one they made, that was very similar in style to Iron Man Armored Adventures? It was very similar to that.
Yeah,
the animation was very similar.
It wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't.
But it was building.
Yeah,
and then they canceled.
It was going somewhere. Yeah. Well, it was on a Cartoon Network.
Just like they like they did with Iron Man Armored Adventures, they canceled it too.
I mean, fucking Superior Spider-Man. No, not Sensational Spider-Man.
They canceled.
Best Spider-Man cartoon ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's debatable. But
compared to the shitty 90s one where the animation kept having to be reused because they didn't have a budget?
Whoa.
Hey.
Okay. Not shitty.
Hey.
Not shitty.
Yo, come on, bro.
Be kind of people's childhoods. So.
Yeah. Chill, bro.
Radioactive Spider-Man.
That's a classic cartoon.
I dare you. Take the theme song out of it, because obviously... Actually, no. I put up both theme songs next to each other.
I haven't heard the
really
other
dope.
One, so...
The new one's dope. But anyway, just take like two seasons, right? Mm-hmm. Take the first two seasons of each.
Okay.
And the first season, that they weren't reusing that much animation. Like,
no, I agree. Anymore. As it went on, they started to do stuff like the swinging sequences.
Exactly.
Or a punch.
And
it'd
be like a Spider Slayer from season two. I'm like, there's no Spider Slayer in here.
No, you are right, though, because I was watching it on Hulu randomly.
Yeah.
It was like late night one night. It was like maybe 3 a.m. And I was like, yo, Radioactive Spider-Man, I'm about to watch this. And it was like, I'm just going to go to season 4 for some reason, because that's what came up. And he was like fighting Dr. Octopus, and then something burst a wall, and then there were Spider Slayers on the wall. And I was like, the Spider Slayers aren't in the story?
No.
So then I started watching Naruto, because I couldn't take it.
Exactly.
And that's better to you?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I loved the manga back in the day, but yeah. I can't stand really crappy animation. I just can't do it.
Bruh. Oof.
Like,
shots fired.
No, the new
they are.
Yo, the new Naruto, when it's the story happening, looks really dope.
Yeah.
This filler, yo.
No, the filler.
That's
the
always been
track.
Filler, though.
But I know. It looks something like Full Metal Alchemist. That's just... Even when they have like a ton of episodes, it's
Full Metal
fluid.
Alchemist.
It's fluid when it needs to be.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But yo, but
the filler makes me angry though.
But no, no. But here's the thing:
this episode about them wanting to eat noodles today. I'm like, yo.
Yo.
They had a whole episode about that. Yeah.
Not even that, yo. Naruto, right? So what they're doing? Because I was reading the sub. I'm watching the subs, and it's like they hit a point where shit was progressing, and guy's dead now.
Oh, I like him.
Same. A lot of fun.
Way to be a spoiler poop.
This happened in the manga. You all read the manga.
I tried to start following Naruto back in college, and it was too long for me then. Yeah, but
That's it? You just made me sad, bro. I like that.
I feel like we need to move on to something else before some tears are shed.
Yeah, let's
here.
Not talk about this. So anyway, what I was saying is, because you hate Gene so much, I was addressing your Gene hate. I only partially share it. I like Gene as a character.
Accidental spoiler, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's all right. I feel like that's...
My issue is teen Gene.
I like that.
Teenage Gene.
Teen Gene. Teen Gene.
In the modern 616. With all that's happened with her character in the history of the character, right? Mm-hmm. It's difficult for us to accept her completely untrained, unsophisticated, and not a proper member of any X-Men squad at this point. It's just difficult.
Okay. I want Eliana to get taken over by a demon and stab her in the gut. That's all I got to say. All right.
So, yeah, the X-Books, you know, the X-Men are endangered again.
Yes.
Scott decided to not be a little twerp, and now he's back with his homies. And I don't know where they're going to do. They're in a van or something. I don't know.
Mystery Machine shit. Yo, speaking of comics and TV, right?
Yeah.
As we're bleeding into the next segment.
Yes. Yo, you know they're rebooting Scooby-Doo?
I'm glad you
really
want that.
Yes, they're rebooting Scooby-Doo.
Oh, come on.
Is it a comic or is it a cartoon? I don't know. But
they've remade that show so many times.
No, sometimes
it's really worked.
And sometimes it's trash.
What I've heard is
80% of the time.
What I've heard
trash.
Is not this incarnation, but the one before was really good. And it had
some interesting things.
Yeah, and it had an overarching story.
Really?
Yeah. Throughout the entire series.
I didn't love the portrayal of all the characters, but I loved the story.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that one was decent.
But wait, there's more. So then this new one
it's
called Scooby Doo Apocalypse.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. And they're fighting off the apocalypse, and everyone's badass. And it's like Daphne and Shaggy has like a hipster beard and mustache with tattoos everywhere. Fred has tattoos. And Velma's like a small girl, but she's like the techie person.
Oh.
So what they did is DC, I believe, is having different people reboot classic TV shows and shit.
Interesting.
So Wacky Racers is also getting rebooted.
Wacky Racers?
Wow.
By the guy that did Mad Max Fury Road.
Really?
Yeah. So basically it's like Wacky Racers, but just take all the cars from Mad Max.
Wacky
Go.
Racers.
Wow.
I don't
Scooby-Doo
know if these are limited editions.
Apocalypse. It probably is going to be a limited one.
But, God bless you. There's another one, too, but I don't know what it is.
Can I throw out a quick...
Yes.
I actually read today that, I don't know if you guys watch this, but Cardcaptor Sakura is actually getting, for the 20th anniversary, they're doing another, like a manga reboot, too. Which seems like I'm excited about it.
No,
it's one
I
of my favorite
show. Yeah.
Shows and manga from when I was a kid. So we're just talking about reboots.
Yes.
And I saw it and I kind of like squealed while I was waiting for you guys to show up. I hope nobody like gave me funny looks.
No.
But
no hate.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited about that.
I miss Shaman King.
Yeah. Shaman King was
Shaman
good.
That's
pretty good.
I hear they're remaking Ronin Warriors though.
Really?
That could be dope. That could be really dope. As a cartoon?
Powers in the armor, bro.
That could be really dope.
Interesting.
Quake with.
Anubis.
Ronin Warriors, that was my favorite character. Even when he was from the second I saw that dude, I was like, that's me. That's my guy right there. And then
remember
like,
when Anubis stopped being the scumbag, though, and he was like,
yes,
you know what?
And then he was the ancient one, and then he had to fight, and he had to do Quake with Fear one more time, and then he died. It's like, that's my homie.
Yo, Anubis was dope, son.
Anubis was dope.
That was my cartoon.
Conflicted from the jump. Really good bad guy. He had the dopest weapon. His scythe with the chains.
He was a scumbag. He was an awesome scumbag.
No, and it was his daughter, right? Wasn't it his daughter ended up like she was kind of a bad guy, but then got her own armor? Oh, she ended up getting his armor.
The power's in the armor, bro.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about this TV movies and stuff while we still
have time.
Yeah, we're getting into that.
Yeah.
power's in the armor. So.
All right. So as far as TV goes, I feel like there's a conspiracy afoot.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. But I do know
I just
that
made a joke. That's
Was it funny?
I laughed.
And TV. Oh, it's TV reboots. Let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's make
Justice
it happen.
League action. Getting a new Justice League cartoon after all these years. It's starring Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. They're going to be the main three. and it's going to be a rotating cast of Justice League.
The Holy Trinity of comic books, but nah.
We'll see. I mean, are you telling me you're not excited by another DC cartoon reboot that has an 11-minute runtime?
That they're probably going to cancel after like one season?
I mean, no. I mean, it feels a lot like another DC cartoon that got a reboot.
Yeah?
And the animation style is a bit happier, a bit brighter than Justice League Unlimited.
Justice League Unlimited was cool, though.
And a little bit more cartoony.
I see where you're going.
Kind of feels like Teen Titans Go all over again.
Yeah, interesting. Kind of feels like more promotion for that movie they got coming out.
But, oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and...
I have heard that Teen Titans Go has some worth, though, that it's like...
No, it's funny.
Yeah, it's okay.
But it's not Teen Titans. I loved Teen Titans.
It's not Teen Titans, which was awesome.
I set up my family's, like, handycam to videotape that when I did, like, when I was back in school. Middle school, wherever, high school. How old was I? Middle school. Because I was going to be gone for like, one of the big finales. Like, it was, like, a big Raven one, and it's always a big Raven fan. Yeah.
Raven was dope. That was a great cartoon.
Yeah.
But it was replaced by a cartoon.
Right.
Yeah. cartoon.
Oh, yeah. I love cartoons.
I am Weasel.
I am Weasel.
Yo, the dude that was I Am Weasel's voice is one of the voices of the Triceratops in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon on Nickelodeon.
Really?
Nice.
I am Weasel.
Yes. I am Baboon.
Cow and chicken.
Bright red butt.
Cow. No, that was he always had butt related names.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the devil though, but he would be like,
also Dr. Big Booty.
Oh yeah, he had a big red butt too. That guy just liked butts because Cow had a crazy butt too in Cow and Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then their mom and dad were only butts.
They had legs.
Legs and butts.
And didn't they eat like pork butt?
What?
This dude had a thing about butts.
I mean, some of the guys involved in that cartoon also did a little cartoon called Ren and Stimpy.
It carries through.
Like all lots those cartoons have Ren and Stimpy DNA. Every single one of them.
I was probably not a big fan because I was a kid when that was out, and
I wasn't allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. And the few parts I saw, like I knew weren't for me. Like I could tell.
Awesome.
It felt inappropriate. Yeah. Like,
the best thing ever is when he'd say something, he would go, nah. When he'd do a close-up of something that was completely disgusting, like somebody sick,
coming out of their nose,
and I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh.
But I mean, gay couple on TV. So, it's like, the creator was like, they're a gay couple.
Yeah, I'm not.
I didn't realize that, but
that's
low-key,
though. Like,
yeah, super low-key.
I still just feel like sometimes people do stuff retroactively to be PC.
Yeah, or to be, like...
To seem like it's super cool or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like saying Ernie and Bert are gay couple too, bro.
Yeah, people say that.
They were
all
the odd
time
couple.
Well.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
That's what they were based on, right?
But that's what they were based on. But now years later, they're saying, "Oh, they were gay."
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, like you're Sesame Street. You don't have to do that, man. Just chill.
Well, Sesame Street isn't saying that.
Yeah, people that's
who
other
were
people.
Watching
But
like, I'm just saying, the creator was like, "Nah, bro." This is what it was. When the creator says that.
I just don't get too excited when it's so retroactive.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, Ren and Stimpy's been off the air. Well, you know what was weird for me? Like, Ren and Stimpy, the original run, fantastic. Then they did that adult Ren and Stimpy.
Mm.
So it was like the new Ren and Stimpy, but it was like adult themed. And it was like all this extra nudity and crazy stuff.
I thought it was adult enough.
I know it was. The original one was. I mean,
and it was clever about it.
Apparently, the dude that did that, though, there's also like this DVD movie with him just doing like insane cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I need to see that. I heard that.
I don't know.
I mean, all
like
those.
I'm very traumatized.
I was going to ask if anyone happened to watch World of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I've watched.
You liked it?
World of Tomorrow.
Yeah,
DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh no, I was dipping into a different place. But we should actually let's just talk about Legends of Tomorrow. That's much more important.
Oh, you mean World of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, I mean but I thought you were talking about Legends of Tomorrow, not World of Tomorrow.
What's World of Tomorrow?
Just because we were talking about animated things, and I was like, so I started thinking about World of Tomorrow. The animated short, you can watch it on Netflix. Don Hertzfeldt.
Is this the one where you said it was sad?
Yeah, like little stick figures. It won't make you cry. It'll make you feel like a little empty. That's all.
Yeah, it was kind of.
Do I want to feel that way?
But it's good. It's
no,
I
mean, just artistically, you should watch it.
Yeah.
All right.
Meanwhile,
and it's clever.
Oddly enough, In DC's Legends of Tomorrow also kind of made me feel slightly empty.
Yeah, you know? I was so excited.
I'm not moved yet. When you're talking about Rip Hunter, the Time Runners, like I used to read that book. That was a great book back in the day because it just dealt with like all the various, before they started using the word multiverse.
Hmm.
Like this book was about like these guys are the Time Lords and they deal with maintaining the timeline and they can, and just like the Watcher in Marvel, they can't interfere, they could only observe. Mm-hmm. And so of course this guy was like, yo, we can't allow this bad thing to happen, we got to stop it. So he always was getting in trouble for like trying to save things.
Yeah,
so you take that guy and then you take, you know, B-level people from the other shows and say, hey, let's make another show, you know, come on.
But that's the point. That's the whole point of the show.
I watched it.
I like the idea of like a show with like the B-level people, but I just,
so far, I'm not convinced.
I was bored, kind of.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. Like, it was quote-unquote fun.
Yeah.
But I was kind of bored. Nothing really grabbed me.
Yeah. This is one of those shows where, like, it'll be the show that, like, after I watched all the stuff that I want to watch, and I'm like, oh, the season's over. I didn't realize this season was over. I'm going to watch it now on Sunday when I'm eating Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
I'm not moved yet.
My retort.
The second episode is better than the first, though.
Yes. My retort. I'm enjoying the show. The young lady to play Shaira, incredibly attractive. I really like the dynamic.
I agree.
Between,
so that bumps it up.
Yes.
She does get a thumbs up.
Yeah.
But I don't enjoy the dude that's playing, you know, Hawkman. Her dude, though, because I'm like, yo, they're in Egypt, bro.
You saw the second episode, though, right?
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Wait. Do you plan on watching it?
Probably not.
Say what you need to say.
So they killed that motherfucker.
Yeah,
that made me so happy.
Yeah, I was pretty happy too.
And I was like, yo, this is issue two, this episode two. And I was like, now listen, they're probably going to go back in time and find another version of him.
Yeah,
whatever.
He's going to reincarnate.
But I'm enjoying the fact that I was like, they were just like, nah, he's dead. And I enjoy the fact that Vandal Savage isn't stupid. I also enjoy the fact that even though these guys have like superpowers that should like, you see them kicking a lot of people's ass and overwhelming people, then Vandal Savage still figures out a way around that.
Yeah.
And when they put Captain Cold in something, I just like watching him work.
Now, I will say that the homie who plays Captain Cold, he did a great job in The Flash. He's doing a cool job in this show. I do like him as a character. I like those two together.
Yeah.
I like Heat Wave and Captain Cold together. They're interesting.
I actually like the professor and Jax, how they're working, even though I think Jax by himself is so bored. I don't know what it is about that dude. I just don't like what
it's not doing. Him. It's the whole young, angry black dude thing that they're having him do.
I don't even have, I have more of an issue with Wally doing that in The Flash than I do with this dude. Like this dude it just seems like they haven't given this character enough.
Yeah, exactly.
And like they've partially explained some things, but not fully.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He's not fully developed.
But
so he's just kind of like, yo, what up?
Yeah, you know? But not even that. It's just like I
don't want to be here.
Or not even that. Yeah, if they
do want to be here.
Or if it was just like one, they could have given one more line of dialogue. Is like, yo, my mom is sick. I can't afford to be away from her.
Yeah,
it's
like,
nah, we can bring you back.
Yeah.
Just something. Just one more thing. But whatever. So like,
I want to play football.
Yo, is it the best show? No.
Nah.
But I enjoy the hell out of it, and it just gives me another more time to see Flash characters.
But
and
it
I'm
also
all in on the Flash.
It takes you away from watching all the other shows we've been on your list.
Mm-hmm.
So what I
That's
do?
Why I'm not watching?
So
it.
So just like I said, you know, thumbs up to Hulu because I can just go, oh yeah, well I'm just gonna watch this later.
I mean,
I don't even have to waste space on my DVR. Mm-hmm. Oh, the new Flash episode is on. Oh, I'm gonna watch that when the season's over. I'll go. Oh, word. I only saw two episodes of this. Guess I'll watch it this weekend because I watched everything else.
Well, I'm just saying, man. Like, I only have a couple things to watch per week, and that's on the list. Flash is on the list because Flash is back.
Flash is dope,
and we got Wally. Wally's doing his thing.
Wally.
Yeah, you find out things about him and like
Wally.
His sister and this
he
the dynamic
being a drag racer.
Yeah, but not even that though. It's like the whole family dynamic is so crazy.
Like speed,
he's angry at his dad, but his dad never knew he existed.
Exactly.
And
I thought that
like,
was really intriguing.
Yeah,
he's mad at him for not being around and kept throwing that at him. But if it was me, I'd have been like, "Look, motherfucker, let's work this out. Your mom's dipped out. Didn't tell me you even existed. Now you come here high siding on me and my house, bruh. Yo, you can step to the left, dude. Yo, be out." But he can't say that because he's his dad and he's really nice and his hairline's way back here.
And
so that's why
yo,
he didn't say that.
His head, his hairline I said is that, so far back.
I said that because I know that one time you're like, yo, what's up with this dude's hairline, bro?
His hairline is so atrocious. Like, atrocious. It's almost disrespectful that he hasn't just shaved his whole head.
You know what?
That's how far back his hairline is.
It's, you know what it is? It's because he has an 8 head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he has a very long forehead.
I mean, he has a long forehead, and then his hairline's like in the middle of his skull. So yeah,
it's just like, bro. At a certain point,
he's great though.
At least
he's great.
At least he doesn't have like the baby fro, which adds more pronounced. Like Stephen A. Smith has the baby fro,
yeah.
But his hairline starts like right here.
Yeah,
like that's my thing, bro. Like
Stephen A. Smith is his name though.
Don't get me started on that, dude.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, he does have the hairline, but I like his character. I did like that dynamic that they were.
And also like how they wrote back in Harrison Wells.
Yeah.
Like I still, of course. He's still a scumbag, and I still don't like him.
Yeah.
But I enjoy.
He's scumbag light. Right yeah. Now. Well, the fact that we know that he's like, oh, I want to save my daughter. So Zoom's like, yo, bruh. Just help me get this dude's powers. You're supposed to be trying to figure out how to take his powers. He's like, yo, I'm going to kill your daughter, bro, unless you just help me get this dude's powers. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's a great use of a female character.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
The other female characters in that story. I know, I'm just being a dick.
Not only, but we do have foreshadowing that she ends up being Miss Mercury anyway, so.
Cool.
What? Oh, yeah.
She's another speedster.
She's Jesse Quick.
Yeah, well, you know, there's two versions of that character. One of them is Ms. Mercury. The other one is Jesse Quick.
I haven't watched The Flash recently. All I could contribute was making it like a pithy remark. Yeah.
So it is interesting that you got the nice foreshadowing because, you know, you got our boy Wally drag racing. You know, so like I said a second ago, apparently he likes speed. Oh, he likes speed, huh? How intriguing.
I can't wait. I'm counting down episodes.
How intriguing.
Like, I think they should even hold off and wait until season 3 before they give him speed.
I think that would be cool.
They just wait.
Because right now, we got to figure out how to give, you know, homie his speed back.
Yeah.
You know,
Jay Garrick.
They're doing their whole romantic thing.
Got to figure out vibe.
How Jay Garrick.
Yo,
got
that
his
whole
speed
vibe
back?
Situation was kind of interesting. Yes, Jay Garrick has to get his speed back.
Does he go to the islands and meet like a lovely Jamaican woman?
No.
He's not bringing his speed back.
He's not pulling an Angela Bassett on this one.
Professor Zoom don't know how to act. Wow.
That's terrible. Meanwhile, the Reverse Flash returns.
So
you know, I do appreciate the way they brought him back, though. He didn't just show back up. He was like, oh, he showed up in this time period before he was actually here and took Harrison Wells' body in the first season.
Bastard.
Because time travel is fun.
Let me tell you something right now. This is where I would have messed the whole timeline up. I would have caught him and broken his legs, and it would have been like, oh, now we have to run and get him back. And I'm like, well, I broke his legs. Matter of fact, I chopped them motherfuckers off.
So now you got to just carry him on your back.
Sorry.
And toss him in the border.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Cisco, but you're going to take one for the team. I actually thought they were foreshadowing that Wells set him up to get sick. Cause like he built the glasses for him, and his nose started to bleed. And Wells noticed it, but
he didn't say anything.
And I was like, "What did you do to Cisco?
Yeah.
Why are you always fucking with Cisco?"
I mean,
it also makes me happy too.
As far as we know, we don't know what's gonna happen, and maybe that's gonna be some foreshadowing for. There's gonna be some kind of ramifications from that.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I would have found it interesting though if he had cut off his legs but cauterized the wounds.
Yeah.
And then ran around with him on his back and then just threw him back into the wormhole and be like, well, when you get back, you won't have any legs, bro. But maybe in the future they can make you some fake legs so you can just come back anyway.
But see, that's the thing. Like, Cisco wouldn't exist as he does now if not for him coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming back, taking over Will's body.
Yeah, because that's how time travel works. Time travel is fun.
Time travel.
So, Reverse Flash came back for one episode. I'm sure ratings were benefited from that. And now he's going back in. So now we're back to the whole Zoom thing.
Right.
But it's super enjoyable. Meanwhile.
Oh, and Agent Carter's back.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it yet, but I am excited.
Yo, and I felt very bad. So I've watched all 3 episodes.
Damn, 3 episodes.
I get distracted by how attractive this woman is.
She's gorgeous.
Like,
she looks so stately, too. Like, she looks.
Mm-hmm. She is really attractive.
And then she goes back and forth between the American accent. And I'm like, I'm objectifying her as I watch her because she is so stunning. It is distracting.
And they light it so, like, she's always very well lit. I like the lighting.
She's very attractive, dude.
But other than that, I feel like I feel like, you know how we always complain that when we're in the past and we're in the future, there are no black people?
Yeah.
Like, someone heard that, and it was just like, episode one, black people. Like, we go into a club with black people.
Oh, snap. We'll
talk about really?
Fitzgerald.
Nice.
Like, her love interest going to be black. Yeah. It's just black
Plus,
people
you're on the
everywhere.
Other, you're on the other side of the country now, too, so they're like, yo, we got to do something about this, bro. I mean,
it was black like folk in New York in the 40s, though. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
I mean, obviously, like there are going to be none in Harry Potter.
Mean, you could watch girls and not realize they're there now. But
What'd you say?
You know, you could watch girls and not realize they're there now, but...
Yeah, because Lena Dunham really cares about, you know, accurate portrayals.
I mean, she
no,
only...
Just, I only brought that up because you Lena mentioned only cares that it, when they fixed a, it, and well, I hated her fix. Her momentary fix yeah. really bugged me.
Yeah, I mean, she only cares when you can put a black dude in that her character can have sex with on a table.
And then he's gone.
And then he's gone.
Because that's all we're here for.
Because it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Man, so much commentary about that, but I'm going to leave that one alone.
Super gentrified.
I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts about homosexuality in girls and race in girls. I think it
Girls Who's Returning. You can talk about that if you'd like.
When it returns.
I'll let it, yeah.
What
yeah,
I was going to say is...
Worse or better than Sex in the City, though?
Wait, pardon me?
Is those, it better or worse than Sex in the City?
Oh, but it's very different than mm-hmm. Sex in the City. Mm-hmm. It tries to be a different mm-hmm. type of show. I mean...
No, but I mean, like, those issues that you have with those...
Oh.
I think Sex in the City dealt with things in a way that was intelligent. I think there were some times when it was like, oh, word, guys. But I never was like, this is trash.
Was there ever anyone that wasn't white on that show?
I don't know.
There was one specific episode where, of course, Samantha starts smashing some rapper.
Well, of course. Samantha smashed several black dudes, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah.
She was an equal opportunity employee.
She was.
Not only that, but they existed in a New York where there were all sorts of people. In the restaurants, in cabs, in clubs, mm-hmm. black people, all sorts of people
were
there.
They made the gay guy best friend a thing. Like, as like how everybody
the
was like...
The fag hag? Was
yeah,
that?
It's like, I need a gay best friend. I feel like I blame that on Sex in the City.
There actually was a magazine article about that they said that became part of like the female lexicon in that time period.
That's what leveled it up?
Yeah, I've had several females say that. They're just like, yo, I need a gay guy best friend. Like, yeah. That was like the shit for a second.
Which is adorable.
It seems kind of weird to like say, I need this to be my best friend. It's like, well, as a
Let
friend, part of your
group. I need a gay bestie. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just like I need to have sex with a black dude and then a gay white best friend.
Bonk. Then possibly meet Check. And have a what was it?
Oh, and I whatever mess around with a chick while I'm in college.
Yeah. <There you go. laughs> And then meet up with your friends and have martinis and talk about it.
Yeah,
I'm down for that part. Yeah, having the martinis and talking.
That sounds good.
After my belly button.
Pierce. I'd rather have a mojito.
Mojitos are awesome. It's my summer drink.
Yeah, I miss Long Island iced teas.
You can have one.
I just like vodka.
What about Manhattan?
I'm simple.
You like Manhattan?
I can't wait to record this in summer. We can all.
You never had a Manhattan before?
Yes.
I was taught.
Oh, that's right.
Can we mark down talking about drinks or drinking? Can that be another thing?
No.
That's not fair.
When we randomly start having a conversation about alcohol, meanwhile.
Yeah.
In the world of comics.
No, we're talking about TV. Meanwhile,
did we finish TV? I think we finished TV.
We're about to finish TV right okay, now, but I have to say this.
I mean, I feel like we should talk about X-Files at least a little. Touch on it.
Oh, that came back?
Yeah, it came back.
You just ruined it. You ruined it for me. You stole my thunder. I'm sad.
Ha, ha, ha.
I was really about to say, meanwhile.
Also, great minds.
Meanwhile.
Know?
I just, like,
the truth
rumbling.
Is still out there, bro. You ruined
is it.
Do you want to believe?
Sorry.
I've never watched an episode of X-Files while my mother and my father... We're so big fans.
The X-Files have returned. The theme song remains intact, and I was pretty freaking excited about that. Mm-hmm. Mulder and Scully are back, and to me, it's still good.
Yeah, I didn't love that they had to touch on the past relationship stuff, but I get it.
Well, I mean, I felt like they had to touch on that because the only time they actually finally acknowledged it was in like was towards the end, and when they did the movie thing. Like,
it's just my finally... least favorite part of the whole series. Like,
yeah, but I mean, the fact that they were
that
like,
and the pregnancy.
It was always like floating. It was like, are they going to get together?
True.
Are they? Was something going to happen? And all that time, it didn't, which was kind of great.
Can't they just be platonic life partners?
Yeah, that's where I think. I mean, that's them now.
Okay.
Well, I think now they had a kid. They gave up the kid. They couldn't stay together because they regretted
what?
That they gave up the kid, and now they're platonic friends who experienced the paranormal and will be forever bound together.
They had a kid and they gave the kid up.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a... What? They did that on a show? Yeah. Was this a movie or a TV show?
I think I stopped watching it by that point.
Yo, they did... Yo, that
pregnancies
is like,
existed in X-Files.
Yeah, pregnancies.
That's a crazy family dynamic.
It was a whole thing that happened.
That was on Fox? Yeah.
That was back when they took chances. You know, they had X-Files in New York Undercover.
Yo,
and
remember Sliders?
Yeah, Sliders.
Dog.
I was going to say Boston Public. That was on Fox, too, wasn't
Boston
it?
Boston Public was good. They canceled it way too
early. Yo, New York Undercover was, like, so real.
It was a good show.
It was another Dick Wolf show, too.
Yeah. And then like, at the end of the first season, he was like, yo, I'm going to go over here and start another cop show, because that's what I do. I go and start cop shows. Yo, and once he left, it was like,
Dick Wolf cares about black people. Nah, man. Because then you got to see Malik Yoba interact with his son more.
Yo, season two was trash, bro. That's what ruined the show.
It was like...
Basically...
Didn't it go like four seasons, though?
No, bro. It went two seasons. In the third season, that's when...
No, Tommy... When Tommy was
the chief? That's trash.
Basically,
homie wanted more money. He deserved it. He was on equal par with Malik Yoba as a character. They didn't want to give him his raise.
Oh, the Spanish dude?
So they killed him. Yeah.
They killed Eddie? I don't remember.
He got blown up in a car, bro.
Kyle's like, I only watched
one season.
And
then when it came back, I was like, what's
Why
this?
Why don't I remember this?
When it came back, I was like, what's this? So they're not in the police department anymore. They're in a loft.
There were four episodes.
And Tommy Martin is now their lieutenant, and they're part of his secret squad with a white Irish dude. Yo, what's happening right now? And it was
That sounds really convoluted.
It was trash.
Okay, so hold on. So there were four seasons, right? First season had 26 episodes. Second season had 26 episodes.
Though that was all awesomeness.
And the third one had third season had 24. Who's JC?
JC is
Malik Yoba's character, bro.
Oh man.
JC so, and Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie's still around.
Eddie got blown up in a car at the end of the third season.
Okay, so all right. So three seasons. They was all right.
Awesomeness.
And then the last season
was hot flaming trash.
Okay,
but that was because of that was money issues.
Ultimately, they killed his character because he wanted a raise.
We're a good 75, but they had a good 75 episode run where shit was all right. So
it was a great show.
Thank you.
Actually, raise issues can bring us back to X-Files.
Yes,
we can talk about Gillian Anderson, who was surprised to find out she was only being offered half of David Duchovny's pay to come back for X-Files,
which is ridiculous.
She's at least on par with him. I mean,
at least. I'm just saying, I feel like David Duchovny's done a much better job being in public eye. Like, he had his own show on Showtime.
She had her own show too. She starred in The Fall.
She has a
show
right
now. She's
big
on Hannibal, and she's a show right now. Okay. She had that.
Come on, bro.
She had three shows going at once, actually.
Trace.
Okay.
Tree.
And,
okay.
And she is phenomenal. It's like she was sculpted.
And not only that,
a great actress. I mean, she's very...
Gillian Anderson over Lucy Lawless?
As an actress, probably, yeah.
Okay.
I think,
certainly as an actress.
Yeah, she's very... She brings like a stern realness to her roles. I like it.
Ooh, I like that.
My
stern
thing
realness.
It's freaking X-Files. You bringing them back. Why are you paying them equally?
Yeah. I know, that but the no thing sense. Is, she was surprised. She said that it was like that in the original X-Files. Like, she was ordered to walk behind him when they appeared on screen, and then eventually she was like, fuck it, and started walking alongside him.
And by then, the show was a hit, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. And so she said, when people ask me this question in the past, I'd be like, oh yeah. I mean, it was bad then, but things have gotten better now, and I was really surprised to come back and only get offered half.
That's ridiculous.
Thanks, Fox.
So how does David feel about this? He's just being quiet right now. He's like, yo.
Well, it's not his issue. I mean, I like that. He must have had transparency in order for her to find out.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
I mean, we don't have any stories about David Duchovny being like a scumbag.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm sure it was his co-star for how many freaking seasons?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm sure he probably was like, yo. So you know that they give me the rape over, the wait's over, right?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, word? But the fact that she spoke about it, because, I mean, this was only a limited run. I mean, it's not like
Wait, it's a limited run?
It's limited.
Yeah.
It's a limited
I thought the show was bad.
You better catch up. You better get on.
No, I'm okay.
So it's like, yes, I mean, they're bringing it back, but it's only for a limited situation.
Yeah. I was never really into X-Files.
There's some people.
Really? I don't know why. There's some really solid episodes.
Like, I've never really watched an episode.
That show's freaking classic.
I don't know. It's kind of like burned into my nostalgia memory. I used to watch it with my mom and be like really freaked out.
I have memories of watching the movie in like, there was a red room in our house back when the movie came out, back on VHS. We bought it for a friend and didn't give it to them and watched it.
That sounds awesome.
I just remember the bugs crawling into the boy's eyes. That's my firm memory. And the Jello, like people.
Think about it. If there was no X-Files, there wouldn't have been a Fringe.
True.
Yeah, and it's like certainly really a precursor.
Sci-fi procedural, it's its own thing.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, Fox benefited from having that show, you know, created by Bad Robot, which clearly was a descendant of an earlier show.
Yeah.
That made them a lot of money. Which is not surprising why they're trying to bring back the other show where the lady got killed and they never figured out who killed her.
Oh, Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, even the movies were garbage.
I mean, the movies were hot, flaming summer trash in the dumpster.
I don't trust David Lynch to be in charge of the TV show alone. I think he needs a balance.
Yeah, I think somebody has to do it with Lynch.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome. Yeah, I think it's like going to be a runaway train.
He needs his co-creator for that.
He does. And Twin Peaks is fantastic.
I thought you say co-creator. And I was like, what? Sorry, keep going.
Wow, you're wilding today. So X-Files is back. Yeah. If you're a fan of the show, you know, you should probably watch it. I think if you've never seen the show, it would be a mistake for you to watch it.
Yeah, it's only okay. It's not the best of the best.
It's on Netflix, though, the original, right? Or on Hulu. Yeah. So you can go catch up on it.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, like, you know, if you just decide this isn't one of those shows you can just jump in and be like, well, I'm just going to start watching it now because
that's years and
years of history and awesomeness that occurred and weight that's there that you need to actually
mythology.
Watch.
There's a lot of mythology. Yeah.
And it's fun to watch.
It is.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
At least watch the episode where they go into the house, like, when there's so many like that. The Christmas episode, that's a fun one with the ghosts. One.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's
a great freaking show, man. So it's back.
Best thing about X-Files that I remember seeing on the internet is there was a meme going around when that lady was not giving people gay marriage license.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a meme with
Scully. She
was like, Scully doesn't believe in UFOs, still does her fucking job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Solid stuff.
That lady was a scumbag.
Hmm.
So, film. And now we're going to segue right into the movie section because clearly we've spent a lot of time talking about the X-Files and New York Undercover, which had nothing to do with the discussion. Though, shouts out to New York Undercover because it was one of my favorite shows.
It had everything to do
Thursday
with the
discussion. Thursday night was
fantastic. So. The best thing about 90s shit is all the cameos from people that were famous in the 90s.
Yeah.
That don't matter.
True.
So, like,
that show had great music, by the way.
Yo, does anyone remember the Soulful TV show?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes, I didn't watch it, though.
It wasn't that bad, though.
It was okay.
It was one of the best portrayals of a black family on TV that you've seen in a long time.
Danny was on Showtime.
Exactly. Yeah. Anybody remember fucking Lynx Barbershop too?
Yeah.
Lynx was a show. Fuck. Yo, Pam Grier was on it. And Pam Grier got naked a couple times in it. Let me tell you something right now. Pam Grier is a bad mamma jamma. Shut your mouth. Even at whatever age she is.
Yo, dude, Pam Grier is bad right now.
Yeah. Eh.
Dude.
The last couple years have not been as kind.
Yeah, but the fact that she's been bad for so long.
And she was an L word after that. Like, there was a 90s era on TV. It was like L word, Lynx. There was like a barbershop show for a second. It was so real. But yeah, I digress. Well, I was about to.
Yeah, Pam Grier's bad. So, so now we're. You know
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about movies now. Damn it, man. You. Rob, this Pam Grier thing.
It's fuck all your fault, Kyle.
So,
you
movies.
Seen Coffee?
Yeah, man, I've seen Coffee. We're not talking about Coffee.
All right.
So, movies. You know?
It's the weirdest role James Earl Jones has ever played.
Yeah, James Earl Jones is awesome, though. So, movies.
With no shirt on. Yeah, and a very awkward sex scene. Looking sweaty. All right, we're good.
I can't imagine a sex scene with him any other way.
You're ruining my fucking life.
Oh, goodness.
We have discussed this numerous times. You know, clearly, Batman versus Superman is coming. If you haven't seen you've seen the whole movie now. You know, just take the trailers and string them together, and you've seen the film.
And we even talked about it this episode in our comics section.
We did, in fact, talk about it. Yeah. So I just wanted to add that in the movie section. Don't make any more trailers. Stop. Meanwhile,
Deadpool. I mean, you're trying to tell me you don't want to see 30 seconds of the Batmobile hitting Superman and Superman being like, you need to stop.
You need to stop.
Yeah. Nah. Does he back up and like keep hitting him like,
boop. Yeah, that would be nah. awesome. While cursing in a gravelly voice?
Yeah.
Now, it basically told us why they were looking at each other from the earlier trailer.
Yeah, that's right. Because we needed that.
They just keep telling us more of the movie.
Yeah, it's like, dude, why don't you do a trailer now where they like...
Actually, maybe you release more trailers. That way I'll see the whole movie and won't have to pay for anything.
That would be amazing. Like, maybe show us a trailer like after the credits where they hang out and eat shawarma together.
I would see that movie, actually.
Let me tell you something right now. If I was Marvel...
Superheroes chilling.
If I was Marvel, I'd be a dick. And I would move Civil War back. So it'd be the same day as Batman v Superman. Yeah. And even though it would cut my box office down, I'd be like, nope, I'm an asshole. So you're going to have to deal with it. You go and come get this work and watch people compare us back to back and be like, why did I watch this?
They
DC
could do
movie?
It, but they don't even have to because they're in a dominating position right now.
Oh, yes. Well, we're talking about Marvel. Mm-hmm. Can we derail for just a second?
Yes.
Is that all right?
I mean, why not?
Can we derail?
Go for it.
Do you mind if I just kick this train a little?
Yes.
So, any thoughts on the whole... I know, Ayanna, you might have a thing to say about this. Hmm. The whole Trump donation hullabaloo.
Ah, yes.
Wait, what?
The hullabaloo blue.
So you haven't heard about that, huh?
Nah.
Ah, welcome to the news. Okay. We got this is a
poisoned
is a
water
thing
and
happened.
Trump donations.
It's a thing that happened, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so wait, donate what? I'm confused.
So apparently,
who donated to what?
A Marvel executive donated a large amount of money to one of Trump's foundations. It's a foundation for veterans.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated.
So the
but
controversy
not complicated
is that
issue.
Clearly Trump is you know should go straight to hell in every form of the universe. You know, in every form of the universe, if there's a multiverse, in every version of that universe, this dude should go to hell.
Okay.
Straight to the flaming pit.
My retort.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. This is about to go all wrong.
A Marvel executive, not Marvel as a whole, right? This is just
right.
a dude with his own
a
money.
A big Marvel executive.
Big
guy.
Big cheese.
Stanley? Was it Stanley or Joe
Quesada? Clearly it wasn't
or do
Stanley.
Do we know who the executive was?
Do you want me to bring out Wikipedia?
Sure.
Bing!
Actually,
or Google.
It would be Google. Yeah. But either way,
I was doing that.
If you want to be an idiot and support your politician that I don't think it should even be a politician.
It's your right to be an asshole.
It's your right.
Well, and see, that's the thing,
that's
though,
the tricky part,
is because it wasn't like he was supporting Donald Trump. He was donating to a foundation for veterans.
Yeah.
But the thing is that a lot of veteran organizations are not taking these donations because it's an organization set up by Donald Trump and he wants to build a wall around the country.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And the veterans don't necessarily agree with building a wall around the country to keep the undesirables out.
Right.
Oh. It's Ike Perlmutter, Marvel CEO. Ike Perlmutter is the name.
I have no idea who that guy is.
Yeah.
He
cool name, though.
Money however
Ike Perlmutter. I feel like he should be in a story.
Yeah, why it sounds like a superhero name.
Yo, why is this? How's this an issue? Why do people feel so?
Because Trump is kind of a. The way he's playing to a certain group of people, he's really picking on disgusting parts of the American consciousness.
No,
and how can you trust the money that
he's
goes to his foundation
people,
anyway?
Huh?
It's
yeah.
But wait.
They can't hide now.
Wait. But before anyone gets this twisted, I'm not making a case that Trump
you're not
is pro-Trump? A viable person.
Clearly, we know you're not doing that.
Okay, yeah. What I'm saying is, one, do we even know that this dude knew he was making a somehow roundabout donation to Trump? And then two, if this dude is doing this, his own goddamn prerogative.
If you have a responsibility if you're big in charge of a big company like that, if you're a figurehead, if you're that connected to something and people can see your financial
or someone can
reactions.
Track the fact that you work at this hugely influential and powerful company, especially where we are now, where this guy is pretty much making a mockery of the country around the world, and we're in voting season right now.
But
those types of things will ping.
Yo, but even if he purposely did it, even if he was like, yo, I'm giving this specifically to you for your campaign, it's all fucking business.
Yeah,
it
is. He has every right.
And,
but certainly,
people are going to judge, though.
But certainly it will reflect on everything he's
surrounded
with.
Money talks.
And in this case...
So people are outraged and they're like, maybe we should stop supporting Marvel because this
not necessarily Marvel, but it's just kind of an uncomfortable situation. I feel like if it was any other candidate, then it'd be fine.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, it's whatever.
Marvel and Jeb Bush are terrifying as well.
in a different way.
Yeah, not nearly as scary as Trump. Trump stands for like.
They're not as blatantly so much scary.
Right. No, yeah. I know. I'm just saying.
He's vying for that Emperor Palpatine situation. Yeah. So anyway, we don't want any more trailers for Batman vs Superman. Stop. Meanwhile, Deadpool's on its way, and I'm super friggin' excited.
Yeah.
With every Deadpool trailer that's come out, I've been like, yep.
Jimmy Chong. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. So I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
Yes, I did, in fact, say hell yeah
with
enthusiasm.
You just startled me, that's all. It's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I have high hopes, but I can also see it. I mean, it depends on how the humor works in, you know, the long run.
Yeah.
I'm excited, though.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I sat on Deadpool's cardboard lap. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Proof. There's evidence.
Excited. Yeah, I
forgot
that
happened. I was like, wait, what? I was like, oh, yes, you did sit on his cardboard lap.
It's going to be friggin' awesome. Meanwhile, I think we all saw the
Suicide Squad trailer.
Yeah,
which they fucking wrecked shop on.
Yeah. It's a solid trailer.
It is in fact the best trailer that they've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still don't feel good about the Joker being present.
No,
I
still
we'll
hate
out.
That. I still hate the Joker.
Does this have teeth?
I don't think he belongs in this
bother
film.
Me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Jared Leto, and I don't. Oh, did you know that? Right. Did you know I don't like Jared Leto? Right?
I know that you didn't like him.
I recall now.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that it looks like he's got some, what is it, silver caps on his teeth?
He's got grills.
And I don't.
He's got grills.
Everyone
got
feels
tattoos.
The need to go over the top with Joker. I wish someone could come at the role and just, like, just it's not, like, just take it, like, seriously. It's your job. I just hate Jared Leto.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Why does everyone hate Jared?
He's not a good person, in my opinion.
I don't really care about the dude personally. I could care less.
I also don't like. I still feel like it's a crutch using him in the movie.
60 seconds.
60 seconds.
60 seconds to Mars. Yeah. Yeah.
30 seconds to hell. My bad. I'm sorry, bro.
Shots. This whole episode is filled with.
I really don't care about Leto, but the fact that he got cast, I was like, well, dude, you better fucking kill it because the last person that played the character killed.
I think he's
well, that's also. I feel like that's one reason I don't like the over the top stuff. I feel like people take. The Joker to be like this big, oh, it's gonna make you crazy. Like, it's this big test, and it shouldn't be. Like, I feel like just take it like a job and not like a challenge. Don't like act like, oh, I'm driving myself insane for this role. Like, I don't like that.
I don't think so. I think the Joker's a great character. There's enough classic material over and over again. You can pick whichever Joker you want to be.
True.
You know, there's various interpretations, and they're pretty much all awesome.
I just mean, there's the classic, like, Jack Nicholson said he told Heath Ledger, I warned him.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't like, I mean, like, mental health is a real thing, too.
Yeah,
and I don't think, I think it's an acting job is an acting job.
No, I agree. I mean, I think there's no need to go too method. You know what I mean? I mean, ironically, it's unfortunate that he died. He did an amazing job.
He did a killer role.
Yeah.
Wow, guys. Really?
Really?
That was
a low blow.
Yeah. I veto that one, guys.
I followed you right behind that one.
You really did. You walked right behind her.
If there's a bleep, then I'm going to be right there with you.
I was hoping you guys would just let it. I
can't let that live.
Uh-uh. Oh!
He did a great job.
Wow.
Heath Ledger was a really great actor.
He was, in fact, a great actor, and I enjoy his work.
Wow.
But I don't think the Joker needs to have grills and neck tattoos to be awesome.
That just
and
makes me uncomfortable.
I
don't need hipster Joker.
I know he probably won't be a huge part of the movie, but I wish that they would rely on him less, even in trailers. I wish that
he's
they would let.
Joker.
He's Sid Vicious Joker.
He's Gentrification Joker.
Gentrification Joker. I like that.
You know, you just go to Brooklyn in the summer, you see a lot of neck tattoos and dudes with bottom grills and twirly mustaches.
Really?
Greasy hair.
Yeah, greasy hair.
First off, do they put the glitter in there?
I kind of want grills.
And then they own, like, artisanal cheese bars where there used to be, like, a cool barbershop.
Real talk, though, I'd go to an artisanal cheese. I love cheese.
There is a legit artisanal cheese shop down the street from my job.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And there's a Joker-like dude in there.
Is it fantastic, though? Like, can I get Gouda and Munster on the same sandwich?
I don't care about cheese, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Get off the mic. Go away. What do you mean you don't care about cheese?
I'm your kid.
The Suicide Squad.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I would also like to quickly apologize to Jared Leto if he ever becomes a fan of this podcast. I don't think you're a horrible person, per se. I just disagree with a lot of the things you've said.
Oh, yo.
And she doesn't like you.
So, yo, can someone explain to me who Jack Courtney is and why everyone hates Jack Courtney?
No.
So Jack Courtney is Captain Boomerang in the new Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
And every time I watch a review for the trailer, they're like, listen, if this doesn't work, we need to stop trying to make Jai Courtney happen. And I was like, I didn't know people were already trying to make that.
I didn't know there was a feeling.
He was in Die
Hard. He was in the bad Die Hard, right?
Bad Die Hard?
The last one? It wasn't Live Free or Die Hard.
Live Free or Die Hard?
It was a good day to die hard. Good day to die hard.
Today is a good day to die.
I'm sorry. Speaking of disrespectful, Kanye West says some disrespect. I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it. Let it go.
I pulled up all the tweets. It's so amazing.
No, bro. We're not doing time that.
Right. Yes, we have a footage of that. We got that.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, yes. I think that there's another time for us to talk about that, but because I'm sure people still be laughing about it, it's definitely not now.
All right.
Any movies we missed that are coming out?
I think we need to talk about Birth of a Nation.
Yes.
We do need to talk about that. That's something we can talk about.
Yeah.
That's not coonery.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because, I mean, the first Birth of a Nation was the ultimate coonery.
Yeah, well,
actually, it was kind of the opposite of coonery.
But that's what I mean. Like, there were so many different levels to
it. Well, I mean, the fact that, like, white dudes were in backface chasing after white women like ghouls.
And that was
supposed to be depicted as real. Like, let's be honest, okay? The Birth of a Nation, the original film, is a piece of trash. But it also signifies what America was built upon. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest.
Isn't it also supposed to be a movie that kind of changed, like
cinema?
It
was shown in the White House.
And the actual cinematography of it for the time.
Right.
It did things.
They teach Birth of a Nation in film school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also teach Leni Riefenstahl films. It doesn't mean it's like.
It is, in fact, when you're talking about what's in the film, it's a piece of shit.
It's obviously a horrible piece of racism.
It's
an incredible.
Homie Nan Parker has been trying to make this film for several years. He went to as many studios as he could. None of them wanted to make it.
Of course they
were afraid of it. Clearly, you don't want to make a film about enslaved people fighting back and killing people.
But you know what's funny?
But that's what happened, bro.
And you know,
it's an important part of history.
I was thinking about it in the shower, and I was like, this movie is quintessentially American. Like, what is more American than fighting people who are oppressing you for your freedom?
Because isn't that what America is supposed to be about? Hey, King George is unfairly taxing us, so let's fight a war so we can get free.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's not cool when people you enslaved to build that country decide that we can't take it anymore and we're going to plant some revolts. We don't want to make that. So the brother got his money together, got as much fun as he could, apparently made a fantastic film because it was, in fact, the talk of Sundance this year.
Broke a Sundance record. Mm-hmm. Got bought for $17 million.
Yeah, I mean, there was a bidding war.
Right.
Apparently, Netflix apparently had won at first, and then Fox said, hold up, bruh. Mm-hmm.
Fox? Fox has so many different facets.
The very same studio that released 12 Years a Slave. So it's not odd that they would cry so hard after that movie.
I have not seen 12 Years a Slave, but I heard that
it's really good.
There were a couple revisions. Like, the original version
There has to be. When you're adapting something.
Yeah.
But the rumor was that the director had a first cut. The studio felt that a couple of changes should be made. The changes were made. It didn't play like the original version, so he changed it back.
Hmm. Is that what it was?
Is McQueen working on it?
I actually heard that his version was a bit kinder than the one that came out, the director. Mm. Like, this dude, he's kind of come sideways out of the side of his neck after the fact.
Mm. Hmm.
I heard that version, but I mean, the director himself debunked that and said that's not how it went down. I guess we won't know.
I mean, he's made harsh films. McQueen did Hunger, that was rough. I mean,
Hunger was fantastic.
It's great. Shame. He makes wonderful movies.
Shame was fantastic. I had a late pass on that one. Man, that was like somebody walking up and punching you in the stomach repeatedly.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle that either.
No, you should too.
You should watch
it. Man, I don't know. I emptied my eyes after 12. I had to sit in the car and just weep.
I mean, I cried in. I don't cry in movies. I just don't. I cried. I cried in that film. I saw it in theater twice. Mm. I didn't cry the second time, but I did get misty eyed again. So, great film. I have a feeling this is going to be one of those films. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
I really am.
For the things I've heard so far, it sounds like it's going to be really good. I'm trying not to read too much because I want to be immersed in the film when I see it. But did you guys hear about Gabrielle Union, how she has no lines in the film? Did you guys hear about this?
Did not hear about that.
Yeah. The producer, though? Well, the thing is that originally when they, I guess when they originally scripted or shot the film, she had lines, but they decided that she should really have no voice in the film to kind of speak to that idea of how powerless the female black body was in this time period.
And I heard she was okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I mean, I think I read an article where she was talking about it, you know? Wow. So, you know, because of course she's a victim of sexual assault, but she can't do anything about it. And her voicelessness kind of speaks to that overall voicelessness of being a black woman in the time period. So to me, I'm like, wow.
Person in the time period.
Oh, yeah. You know, so that kind of artistic decision for the film, to me, I'm like, oh, this sounds like it's going to be phenomenal.
I think it's going to be a great film. I mean, it's Nat Turner. If you don't know, you can make your American history, you know, and you actually live in a state where they've erased it from the books, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That, we now live in an America where some states have decided that slavery as a whole doesn't need to be in the history book, so they're removing it.
Because it didn't happen. You just get over it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. The Holocaust stays in, though. That stays.
Because that wasn't us.
Yeah, but slavery is a weird move. So, you know, this is a heavy subject.
There's some fear in that corner as well.
Yeah, but I mean until Oscar season rolls around, and there's like five Holocaust documentaries.
Don't bring him up. Huh? Don't bring him up in this conversation. We're having a serious conversation about life.
If you ask B.O.B.,
stop it.
Yo, come on, dude.
It's really?
There are deniers.
Yeah. B.O.B., in fact, apparently believes that the earth is flat, though.
But Neil deGrasse Tyson told him to go sit down.
And then he made a diss track.
But then didn't Neil deGrasse Tyson have a
track? Neil deGrasse's nephew made a diss track back at him. It was amazing.
Yeah, I didn't listen to any of those things because clearly we know that the earth isn't flat and no one's believed that since Galileo was inventing his telescope.
Actually, a lot of people do believe that the earth is flat. Like, there's a whole movement.
There's a kind of an anti-science movement at times, too, so I'm not surprised.
I mean, people believe that we should build a wall and keep out the immigrants, when in fact there's a statue not far from where we are now that says the immigrants should come here and build the country. So, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, like I said, great film, which I haven't seen, but I believe it's going to be fantastic.
I'm so excited. I love the idea of reclaiming, like, that part of it. I mean, just the title. That's such a big gesture.
I think so, too.
I didn't know about this film until I saw that it had, like, been bought at Sundance.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't know Gabrielle Union was in this film. So, like, I heard that she was throwing shade at Stacey Dash.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag comment. Never forget.
Yeah. Yo, that is insane. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about, like, Oscars boycott or anything like that. That's
not
also big
that,
stuff.
Like, I love that Stacey Dash was talking shit, and then BET took their channel and was just showing videos that she was in.
Like, they actually...
Like, rap videos that she was in, and with that...
Let's not forget
never
that...
Forget.
Let's not forget that that network is run by a black woman. We know it's owned by Viacom, but a black woman runs that network. So for you to say some crazy stuff out of your neck... when a good portion of your post-clueless income was coming from music videos. Yo, chill, bro. Yeah, so, you know, that's a weird way to end the show, but this, oddly, is a podcast about fantastical, fanciful things that we're reading and watching, but this is the
you
real
guys
world.
You want to go laugh? Go watch the trailer for Keanu.
Yeah.
There's the kitty cat.
Yes. The entire movie.
Take another shot.
Oh, bing.
I did it for that reason.
So you probably, maybe you were buzzed, but then we started talking about Trump and all this crazy shit, so now you're probably sober again. You probably got bags
under your guys.
Eyes. Maybe you got a nosebleed going on because you're full of rage. Yeah.
So, but next time we're going to talk about happier shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing dumb happens between now and the next time you guys
Yeah, right.
It's election season. We'll see what happens.
Oh, boy. That right there.
We will dab again.
Woo. On that note, I am Case Mosey Animal.
My name is Ziani.
I'm the Kane Marco.
I'm just Caitlin.
And this has been giant sized edition, apparently.
Just want to let you know that I own your kids. Wow. And me and Kid Cudi started this whole style.
Yeah. Wow.
And also, you can catch us on SoundCloud at Nuff Said. You can catch us on iTunes at Nuff Said. Make sure it's K-N-U-F-F.
Really?
S-A-I-D. We're part of Culture Network. SKULCHURED.com. Wow. You can catch us there. And all of our stuff is there. And you can catch us on Instagram at Nuff Said. And you can catch us on Twitter.
Really?
At Cultured. Oh, yeah. And we have a Tumblr. Yep. It's called This Is Nuff Said.
I'm going to update that. I'm going
to post some stuff.
That's right.
We're going to put all the old episodes on there.
Yeah.
And that's it, man.
Some bonuses.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be bonuses too, you know?
It's going to be awesome.
You can see what we look like, maybe.
Yeah, it's possible. It's and possible.
If you ever wanted to know, no one has ever listened to one of your albums all the way through. You let a stripper trap you.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
I know you're
dude.
Mad every time you look all at right. your child and this girl got you for 18 years.
Oh, God.
You
I'm
come out the side of your
I'm going to bed. Good night, everybody.
And I'll be respected as such. I made it so we could wear tight jeans. Me and Kid Cudi started this shit. Don't you ever in your life speak sideways about me and fighting with all of us. I showed you respect as a man when I met you. You wouldn't have a child if it wasn't for me. You're on the wave. I own your child. It's called creativity. You should try it sometime. I tried.